Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza seWashington DC.
Walamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 18 Nhlolanja 2022 ngikhathele Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Section 239A of the Constitution of Zimbabwe gives the Commission broad powers to instruct any person in the employment of the state or of a local authority for purpose of ensuring the efficient, free, fair, proper and transparent conduct of any election or referendum. So in essence, this would only be a lawful
Abekomishini ebonakezokhethwa yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission bathi akuphambani lo mthetho wokusebenzisana kwabo labezomvikelalo bayizisebenzi zikahulumende zincedisa kundaba zokhethwa. ZANPF basungule uhlelo lwabo lokukhankasela ukuthola ukusekelo ukuthola ama-by election lukhokhelwa ngumsekeli kamongameli waleli bandla uMnumzana Kembo Mahadi. Kulivi uhlelo koza Friday lomculi womdumo apopo uMakhosini Dominic Nkomo ojonge ngegama lakhe lezomcula elithi Marco Dream. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Abekomishini ebona ngezokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission bathi akuphambani lo mthetho wokusebenzisana kwabo labezomvikela loba izisebenzi zikahulumende zincedisa kundaba zokhetho. Izeki ithi labo abathi lokhu kuncedisa ekuqileni kokhetho kabalethe ubufakazi. Umlondolozi Ndlovu uzethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ekhuluma lentatheli izindaba eHarare obeyemele umholi wezweki Nkosikazi Jane Phamizira Chikiji uveze ukuba akula ngenye indlela ikomishini le engacela ngayo ukhetho, njalo abantu abangakunanzeleliyo ukuthi inkulumo ezinje zenza abantu bengabi lesifiso sokubhalisa ukuvota. Uthi kuyamangalisa ukuba amabandla ezombusazwe akhangelele ukuba avotelwe ukhetho kodwa ahambe sola njalo izeki bona bekhangelele ukuba ibale amavoti abo.
Position of the law is that Section 239J of the Constitution of Zimbabwe gives the Commission broad powers to instruct any person.
Ukubeke sithi labo abathi ukhetho lweZimbabwe luyacilwa kumele baze lobufakazi kukomishini le kaZulu. Kodwa okhulume emele ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change uMnumzana Gift Osalo Siziba uthi bayasola indlela izeki esebenza ngayo esithi ivulela amathuba okugcila kukhetho.
Okuqala ukuthi sisakhulumisana labezeki ngenxa yokuthi thina njengenhlanganiso eseregistre kusemthethweni sizakhuluma labo ukuthi sibonisane ukuthi kwenziwe njani into zilungisiswe. Yindaba yokuqala ukuthi ayidialogue ukukhulumisana. Okwesibili sizayenza ukuthi ayi-public interest litigation kuya madala ukuze kube into
ingcishi kwezombusazwe esebenza ephansi kwenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute uMnumzana Bekuvela Gumbo uthi akumelanga ababuthi bangenele kukhetho ukuze lukhululeke.
Ama socha engavunyelwa mangukuthi aprovide isecurity phandle le, kodwa ma sebengena phakathi kuzeki bephatha umsebenzi wezeki soku compromise isingathi independence. Izeki ayisazimelanga, angeke sisayibiza sithi independent commission mayabe isisetshenzelwa ngamasocha isiwaziyo eZimbabwe ukuthi abaningi bangkhona baphuma bekhuluma ukuthi basupporta iZANU. Njalo siyakwazi ukuthi iZANU iyo eyafuma izandla phela naleyo eyatshintshwa yabe yiZDF. So which ukuthi izeki ayiseko njani ayiseko independent so
eminyakeni ngazo zonke izikhathi kukhutsha ukhetho elizweni ihlanganiso ezisebenzana lozulu ezibona ngamalungelo oluntu zivame ukusola izeki ngokuphathisa ibandla elibusayo ukuthi ligcile ukhetho kodwa yona ithi yenza umsebenzi wayo kusemthethweni ngimele isitu 7 ngiseHarare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
ZANU-PF basungule uhlelo lokukhankasela ukhetho lwama-by-elections. Lolu hlelo lusungulwe okusemthethweni umsekeli kamongameli waleli bandla uMnumzana Kembu Mohati ngenkuthazo kuzulu ukubana ayibhalisela ukuvota ngoba kungasizi ukuza emhlanganeni ngobuningi abantu bengavoti. Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabasekeli bezanu-PF bezithe gwaqa lamhlanje elokitshini lenkulumane kobulawayo lapho lelo bandla belisungula uhlelo lokukhankasela ukuthola usekelo kukhetho lwama-by-elections lukamhlaka 26 Mbimbitho esungula okusemthethweni umkhankaso wokubhalisela ukuvota kanye lokuyavota. UMnumzana Kembo Mohati umsekeli womkhokheli wezanu-PF uthe kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu babhalisele ukuvota. Isihlalo weZANU-PF kobulawayo uMnumzana Jabulani Sibanda ukhuthaze abantu ukuba bahlukane lodlakela ngalesi sikhathi somkhankaso.
Asifuni abantu abenza ubudlwangudlwangu enye iphathi kumbe kwenye iphathi, lokhu asikufuni. Kodwa sifuna amaphathi wonke ananzelele ukuthi kulabanye futhi izigebenga eziba phakathi kwamaphathi abaqalisa ukwenza izinto ezinje ukuze abantu bamaphathi bonke belisane. Thina sifunisa namaphathi, siyacela amanye amaphathi ekhona udla ukancedise ukuthi ngabantu abenze khona lokho ngabe ngababo bebalethe phambili ngabe ngasibabo sincedisane ukubana sikwazi abantu ngobani abazojikijela abantu phakathi ozagcina phese siswisana sodwa.
Unduna Dumisani Ndondo obekhona emhlanganweni walamhlanje ukhuthaza ukuthula lenhlonipho ezweni.
Ukuthula elizweni andithi we want peace and stability and advancement yinto esiyikhangeleyo thina. And then inhlonipho, inhlonipho ikakhulu ubukhokheli bukhona, ubukhokheli bukhona buhlonitshwe. Of course kune-voter apathy kodwa sihlala sisiba nama-meetings sizama ukuthi sikhuthaze abantu ukuthi bathini bavote.
UNkosazana Bridget Bebe osakhulayo wezanu-PF uthi yena sewabhalisa kudala ngakho-ke ukhuthaza abatsha njengaye ukuphathela kukhetho.
Ngiyabakhuthaza ukuthi uyabe sethene 18 years seredu kukwanisa ukuyarejista ahamba ayovota ngoba i-economic development yenziwa abantu abasebenzisanayo kanye kanye ne-ruling party yabe ikhona. So ukuze sihlale lokhu sisebenzisana naye bekwazi ukuvota.
Kukhetho lwama-by elections lukamhlaka 26 Mbimbitho iZANU iyabe imelwe nguMnumzana David Ndlovu enkulumane kuthi uMnumzana Gideon Msingo amele leli bandla ephumula. Leli bandla lihle lathatha leli thuba ukuvezela abasekeli balo ababili laba kusungula umkhankaso wokudinga usekelo kukhetho. Kulandela ukuqhamuka kobhubhane lwe-COVID-19 umgcinisihlalo we-commission ebona ngezokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission uNkosikazi Priscilla Chigumba ngolwezi 2020 wamisa ukuqhutshwa kwama-by elections elandela umthetho u-SI-225A 2020 obunjwa lugatsha lwezempilakahle belandela iziqondiso zokumelana le-COVID-19. Usahluko 159 wesisekelo sombuso weZimbabwe uyaqinisa ukuvumela ukuphathwa kwama-by-elections phakathi kwenyanga ezintathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo enkulumane ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kunjalo nje ibandla eli-Citizens Coalition for Change lithi kulabasekeli balo ababotshiweyo eHarare namhlanje bekhankasela ukhetho lwama-by-elections. Amagqwetha abamelayo awenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum athi kubotshwe abayisikhombisa ngesikhathi sisiya emoyeni bebegcinwe enkambeni yamapholisa eHarare Central. lelibandla likhala ngokuthi abasekeli balo bayahlukunyezwa mahlayana ngabezwana PF kanye lamapolisa. Kunjalo nje kuzaba lokuphithizela ngempela sonto amabandla ezombusazwe ekhankasa. Kusasa umholi we-MDC team Mnumzana Douglas Manzora ulo mhlangano kubulawayo. Kuthi ngesonto umkhokheli we-Citizens Coalition for Change Mnumzana Nelson Chamisa abe lowakhe eHarare. Abezanu PF baza kuvalo wabo eMarondera ngosuku olufanayo. Untungameli Nkomo uxoxa lengcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe Mnumzana Evelina Ncube.
Imikhankaso isikhathi sayo ukuthi sibe khona ngoba ukhetho vele selusalelwe lezi ngamaviki ambalwa nje ukuthi lube khona lolo esithi yi-by election lokugcwalisa izikhala. Ngakho ke lonke iqembu eliyabe liphathekile kulolu khetho limele likhankase liye kuyo yonke indawo lapho lidingakala khona. Abazagoqa izandla bahlale bathi bona abantu bayasazi bazaba bazamangala ngokuba ukhetho kalusebenzi kanjalo. Kumele usukume uye finyelele ebantwini ungabadeleli ungabeyisi uye batshela lokho bathembisa khona ngendlela eqondileyo ngolimi olihloniphayo abantu baza kuzwisisa. Kanti ke vele lolu khetho soze lube ngolukhululekileyo ngokuba iZANU PF lokhe isebenzisa iZBC amaphepha akahulumende ngendlela engafanelanga, amapholisa lokhe esetshenziswa ngendlela engafanelanga, ayabandlulula amaqembu aphikisayo esekela iqembu leZANU PF. Ngakho ke konke khona lokho kwenza ukuthi ukhetho lungabe ngolukhululekileyo. Kodwa nanxa kunjalo kabasukume basebenze bakampeyine balwisa abantu basukume ngobuningi bayevota ngosuku lokuvota, yikho okudingakalayo.
Abebandla likaThamisa bakhala ngokuthi bafakelwe imigoqo elukhuni efana lokuthi umhlangano wabo wangesonto eHarare abasekeli babo akumelanga bahambe ngezimota eziningi bechaya ama-slogan kumbe betoyitoya. Kanti njalo ibandla akumelanga lithwale abantu abavela kwezinye indawo besiza labo kulumhlangano. Okuyimigoqo abakaThamisa abathi kayifakelwa ibandla leZANU PF, ungathini ngalokho?
Baqinisile ukuthi imigoqo yonke levimbela inkululeko yokukhankasa ayifakelwa iqembu leZANU PF, ifakelwa amaqembu aphikisayo. Yikho kwenza ukuthi ukhetho lungakhululeki khona lokho. Amapholisa labezomthetho kwabafanelanga basebenze beluhlangothi kumbe ugatsha leZANU PF. Kumele bazimele bahambe lo mthetho ngendlela ofaneleyo. Kodwa ke asikuboni lokho kusenzakala. Sibona kuso sonke isikhathi nxa kusiza ukhetho ubone amapholisa labanye abezemthetho sebesekela iqembu leZANU PF. Khona lokho abakutshoyo ukuvimbela i-CCC kuyaveza kamhlophe ukuthi balohlangothi abalusekelayo. Akufanelanga kube njalo, angeke lube lukhetho olukhululekileyo. Kodwa ke nanxa sesisho kanjalo abantu abangakhathali abasukume bayevota ngosuku lokuvota bavotele lo ababe bemthanda bemfuni. Iyo yodwa indlela yokuvimbela ukubuswa ngumuntu ongamfuniyo.
Mnumzana Evelina Ncube ucubungula ezombusazwe. Sehlulekile ukukhuluma lesikhulumeli samapholisa Mnumzana Phonyathi ngoba ubengadophi ucingo lwakhe. Owake wamela iHurungwe East edalele ephalamende unkosikazi Sarah Maoka akasekho. Maoka ubhubhele engozini yomgwaqo izolothuzane leBuffalo Towns emgwaqweni osuka eHarare usiya eChirundu. Waba ngomunye ababekucelele G40 ebandleni leZANU PF. Leli gwele elalikhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Grace Mkabe lalisana lele Lacoste elalibikwa likhokhelwa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esesengumsekeli kamongameli welizwe. Maoka ukhunjelwa ngokuthuka awenza uMnangagwa emhlanganeni weZANU PF owenzelwa eHarare ngomunye umnyaka kulokudonselana kuZANU PF. Wagcina ixotshwa kuZANU PF ngemva kokugenqulwa kombuso owayengumongameli uMnumzana Robert Mugabe ngomnyaka ka-2017. Amalungiselelo omngcwabo abengakaziswa uZulu kodwa ukhangelele ukubekwa epulazini lakhe eliseHurungwe. Kulayisite kulamhlanje siqhubekela phambili sikhangela amalungiselelo okhetho lwamabhaya elections olukhutshwa mhlaka-26. inyanga ezayo kaNdimbitho kanye lohlelo lokubhalisa ukuthola ilungelo lokuvota kule voter registration olwenziwa ngabezek. Okwamanje wathi sibizeke udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika.
So kule minyaka phose elichumilanye uhulumende kaBashar al-Assad ehlasele abantu ababetshengisela ngokuthula beququzela umbuso okhululekileyo kwele-Syria wabahlukumeza kakubi ngezikhali ezinkulu amabhomba kanye legasi eyishefu. Udlakela lolu lwaphendula ukutshengisela lokhu kwahle kwavuka impi. Kusukela lapho kulabantu abangafika inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amathathu alengxenye 350,000 asebefile ngenxa yalimpi. Abedlula izigidi ezilichumi lambili i 12 million abasela ndawo zokuhlala kuthi abanye sebayaphephela emazweni angomakhelwane. Abantu abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi ayisithupha ekhulwini 60% kumbe izigidi ezilichumi lane 14 million badinga uncedo lokudla ikakhulu ngalesisikhathi sebusika. Abantu beSyria bathwele nzima ngomqando lomumo womkhathi ongemuhle. Izigidi zidinga okokuzikhudumeza. Kucho umeli weMelika kumanyano weUnited Nations uAmbassador Linda Thomas Greenfield. Uthe njalo, okwenza lumumo ube mubi ngamandla ngomkhuhlane weCOVID-19, ukubhidlika komnotho kanye lokuhlonhlobala kodlakela. Indlala layo ihlasele ngamandla njalo izigidi lezigidi zabantu aziwatholi amanzi ahlanzekileyo aneleyo kwele Syria. Imikhuhlane ebangelwa ngamanzi angcolileyo layo iyayisanda. Ngalesi sikhathi sokuswela kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu abadinga usizo baluthole kungela migoqo. Ngisho lamaphilisi, imithi yokwelapha kanye lamajekiseni e-COVID-19. Sokule minyaka inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye lezisebenzi ze-United Nations zisitsho ukuthi uhulumende ka-Assad uyavimba kumbe ukungenela kundaba zokufikisa usizo ebantwini abaludingayo. Okukhathazayo kakhulu ikuvalwa kwemingcele yonke efinyelela izigaba ezilawulwa ngamaqembu alwisana lohulumende ngaphandle komngcele owodwa nje. Umngcele lo owebhabhu al-Hawa kumele wengezwe isikhathi sokusebenza kwawo yi-United Nations Security Council ngontulikazi. Uhulumende ka-Assad labangane bakhe bele Russia bafuna lonke usizo lokudla lokunye ludlule eDamascus kuqala. IMelika isekela zonke indlela zokuletha usizo ebantwini baseSyria. Kodwa usizo olusuka endaweni ezilawulwa nguhulumende lusiya kweziphethwe ngabalwisana laye luletha ingozi enkulu kulabo abaluhambisayo abasebenzela inhlanganiso eziphathisa abadubekileyo. Ngakho imingcele kumele ivulwe, kutsho uAmbassador Thomas Greenfield. Wengeze wathi amazwe omhlaba kumele asebenze ndawonye afake umfutho kuvulwe imingcele yonke ukuze ukudla kufinyelele abakudingayo, athi ukuthi kuvulwe umngcele weBabu al-Hawa kuphela. UGreenfield ucizelele wathi isimo sendlala lokuhlupheka okuseSyria siphazamisa ukuthula lomvikela emhlabeni jikelele. Kumele senze konke okusemandleni ethu ukulungisisa lumumo siphathise abantu bakweleSyria.
lolo ke bekuludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende welemelika. Kwezemidlalo uthi ulethemba lokuthola imiklomelo emithathu kulimpela viki umqeqesho weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders uMandla Ndlovu. Intethelo yezindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngocweleyo.
Iqembu le-Highlanders ngiqalanga kuhle imidlalo yeligi njengoba lenelise ukuthola umklomelo owodwa kumidlalo emithathu kodwa umpo futhi ngesonto kumele bayithathe yonke imiklomelo.
Amalungiselelo ahamba kuhle abafana mbona bela Dlabuzane njengoba ukwazi ukuthi ama-games ebesiwadlalileyo amathathu aso magemu angani ahlakwasa abantu abantu ngani bakhubekile kodwa mina ngithi njengomqeqeshi hathi silungiselele ukuthi umdlalo lo wesine le wawa ngesonto kube lenjabulo.
Iqembu le-Highlanders lihluleke ukulitshayela emambuleni kumidlalo emithathu edluleyo kodwa umpo futhi bakhangelele ukuguqula leso simo emdlalweni wangesonto oza kuba senkundleni eBarber Fields. Iqembu lebhosu lithenge umgadli omutsha uStanley Ngala ensukwini ezisanda kudlula njalo liphinda lathenga lonozinto osakhulayo uRafael Pitisi kanye lomdlali wake walidlalela kudala uRaman Kutanzira. Imidlalo yeviki lesine yona iqala ngomgqibelo lapho iqembu le-Chicken Inn elizadlala khona lelebulawayo Chiefs enkundleni eluveve. Womabili la maqembu anqobile kumidlalo yawo edlalwe ngeviki edlileyo lapho ele-Chicken Inn elitshaye khona ele-10x nge-3 kanya kuthi ele-Chiefs linqobele FC Platinum nge-2 kanya. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Chiefs Nilton Teroso uthi bazazama ngamandla abo wonke ukuba bathole imiklomelo emithathu.
Siyazi akusoke kube lula njalo siyalihlonipha iqembu le-Chicken Inn ngoba lihlezi lidlalela phezu kwengalane okuyinto elifuna ukuyenza njalo nalonyaka. Sizazama ukuthi sizuntise lathi kumizuzu engamachumi ayisiyagalolunye ukuze sithole imiklomelo emithathu.
Kuminye imidlalo yangomgqibelo iqembu le-FC Platinum lizemukela ele-Dynamos ngasemandava kuthi eleyada lizadlala lele-Black Rhinos ngase-Baobab. Ngesonto iqembu le-Herentals lizadlala lele-Manyika Diamonds ngase-National Sports Stadium. I-Cranbourne Bullets lizatshana lize-PC Kariba ngase-Baobab. I-10x izamukela ibulawayo City ngase-Sakuva kuthi iqembu le-Triangle lizadlala lele-Harare City ngase-Gibo. Ngomvulo iqembu le-Cape United lizamukelana lele-Ngezi Platinum Stars ngase-National Sports Stadium. Kolunye udaba olumelana nomdlalo wenguqu iqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe elaziwa kakhulu ngegama elithi Mighty Warriors lizadibana leRobotswana kusasa ngolwesihlanu enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium kumkhankaso wokudinga amaqembu aza kuyaphatheka kumncintiswano we-Africa Women Cup of Nations. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Mighty Warriors uSithethelelo Sibanda uthi amalungiselelo abo ahamba kuhle.
Ama-players abesele isikhathi eside engazivoxavoxe kodwa okwamanje hayi sebekushephe engcono so ngibona ngani emdlalweni wase iBotswana bazadlala kuhle kakhulu.
IZimbabwe leBotswana zizaphinda na umphehlo ngolwesithathu oluzayo njalo iqembu elizanqoba lapho ngemva kwemidlalo yomibili lizathola ilungelo lokuyaphatheka kumncintiswano we-Africa Women Cup of Nations ozaqhutshelwa elizweni laseMorocco ngenyanga kaNtulikazi. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Uliviki uhlelo Woza Friday silomculi womdumo we-Afropop uMakhosini Dominic Nkomo odume ngegama lakhe kwezokucula elithi Marco Dre. Yena-ke usebenzela kwele-Australia. Asizeni exoxa nomsakazi we-Studio 7 u-Ezra Chisasipanda.
Zituma zivela ngaphansi komhlaba khonale abantu kuse down under eOzzy zikula ngumakho Trey Woza Nkomo
izalwa kubulawayo ngikhulela entabazinduna emulini elamantombazana amabili mina kuyimi umfana wokuqala. Umnyaka wami wokuzalwa ngizalwe ngomashi mhlaka 14 kungumnyaka ka-1996. Ezokuhlabela kahle kahle ngiqalisele ngomnyaka ka-2015 kusiya ku-2017 laphana kodwa bekuseseyisifiso.
Nkomo uthi ukhulela lengoma zabaculi abaningi labanye abamenza waba lomdlandla ukufuna ukucula.
2018 ubuya nje phezulu ngapha ikho lapho engiqalise khona ukuthatha imusic yami serious ngaze ngazozuza i-opportunity yokuthi ngize ngihlabele layo uBig Zulu uBig Zulu from South Africa of course yamazi ingoma ethi yona emazweni ekuhlabeleni kwami lo Big Zulu yikho lapha engani ngiqale khona ukuba kuyisithunzanyana nje ebantwini.
Ulesikhathi ecula ekhona le-Australia uke wasebenza nabanye abaculi abadumileyo.
Yasi imusic yami yona inspire ngu-Akon. So Akon nje ezekhiphe ingoma yakhe leyani ethiwa lonely, I am so lonely. Ngiqalise umlalela kwaphana, I think belabo-seven years old. Abantu bathi indaba ongaqali, indaba ongazami ukuzibhalela nje ezakhe ingoma ngoba uhlabela khanye ngathiwa into ekuwe, indaba ongazami ukubhala ezakhe ingoma. Yikho-ke lapho manje okusukele khona manje ukuthi ngibe ngumarco drake lo sehlabela lo Marco Dre umfana ka-Strauss Momondi Marco Dre umfana osehlabela lo Big Zulu ingoma ethi izitholakala nje kuma platform wonke lengangena ku Google Play, iTunes, Apple Music, kobo Spotify, kobo YouTube, indawo nje eziningi. I think it's over about. I think ama platforms ale music yama afika 30 I think. And then ama platform ami ama social media, anyway noma zile kando Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, anyway. Ngingahamba ngifike ngidinge u Marco Dre, M A K H O E and then Dre, Drey. Abasho injabulo yezinto abazindlunga.
Abasho mfoka Nkomo abashwe. Lasho kuhlelo Woza Fridays lomculi osizalwane seZimbabwe osehlala kwele Australia. Umakho Dre libe nempela sonto emnandi. Igama lami as a Jesus man.
Sobo wathi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela abekhomishini ebona ngezokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission bathi akuphambani lomthetho wokusebenzisana kwabo labezomvikela loba izisebenzi zikahulumende zincedisa kwindaba zokhetho. Abe-SANP PF basungule uhlelo lwabo lokukhankasela ukuthola usekelo kukhetho lwamabhayi elections ukhokhelwa umsekeli kamongameli waleli bandla uMzangakhembu Mahadi. Kule viki kuhlelo Woza Friday besilomculi womdumo we-Afropop uMakhosini Dominic Nkomo odume ngegama lakhe ukuzomkhula elithi Marco Dre. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje oluvalelisayo ngupresident Jeremiah esithi mpelasonto elithubela.